Well, that's a beautiful song from the new season of Patriot, the TV show. That's from...
It's perfect for our subject.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if you made out the lyrics, but it's about the CIA agent who is walking to a...
It's about Bob, like everything.
He's what? Walking
it's about Bob like everything.
Yeah, it's me in Paris, and he's walking to this little 7-Eleven kind of store to steal a gun that he has to use to kill somebody on another level of society, and he's sort of feeling bad for the African guy who runs the store, and he's hoping there won't be any much of a problem, and three of his friends are going to meet him after, and so he's looking forward to quickly getting the gun and then going and hanging out and shooting the breeze with his friends over a glass of wine. Well, in the middle of the song, you hear the shootout. It doesn't work out. He ends up all fucked up, and the hopes of the song were not realized. So it's a hilarious song if you can make out the lyrics. And, you know, he is taking a very mundane, cliche situation where he's walking on the streets of Paris on the way to do a little job, a little con job, and he's archetypalizing it. You know, he's making a big deal out of it.
And, all the workers were protesting yesterday in Paris with a lot of violence because they're against the economic reforms made by Macron.
Yes. We're aware of this, and Carolyn told me earlier today when I got up that it was a big deal, so I told her about Audrey. What, is Audrey there?
Yeah, I was supposed to be there.
Yes. And is Audrey there? What, does it interfere with her tourism?
Yes, well, she knows, and she's avoiding those areas, but it's, like, very central.
Would you just say she knows those areas?
She knows this is taking place, so she's avoiding those areas.
Oh, avoiding them. Okay. Did she tell you, hey, I'm okay, sis? Did she send an email wondering if you were concerned?
Yes, I know she's okay.
Yeah. Were you concerned for a minute?
No, I know she's okay.
Right. But this is the dissatisfaction that you've been talking about hovering underneath Paris for the last year or so because nobody can use their money and it's really bad there. They finally can't take it anymore. Is that what's happening?
Well, the thing is, in a way, many governments are bankrupt.
Yeah.
Many banks are bankrupt. And usually the population are saving the banks and they already saved them and the situation didn't get better, and now the government is inventing new taxes and making the older taxes higher. Like the drop that created this chaos was that the benzene,
yeah,
is now much more expensive. So people just exploded, and because everything is really getting hard.
Yeah, unfair.
Not only in Europe, in many countries, also in Latin America, these caravans of desperate people going from one place to the other, and everywhere is the same situation.
Yeah, it's Coker had this dialectic. He had the people, the working people, who don't have anything really working for them the last 30 years. They're called the provincials, and then you have the virtual class. And the virtual class are in the virtual economy. The presidents, the prime ministers, and technocrats are on another level that the provincials can't get to. And the virtual class isn't showing its concern enough for the provincials.
Well, yeah, the people in government are detached from reality. Everything is now...
They're detached from the chemical body reality. They're engaging the new virtual reality.
Yes, they do all these laws and all these things in Brussels, and they don't really know the situations of local farmers in France. You know,
right.
Like, and this is not working as a union.
Yeah.
But this really takes us to what we're going to talk about today, which is this archetype of America.
Right.
You know, the idea of a place where people could be really free and develop their whole potential. You know, these ideals of the founding fathers. And because we always use Frank Zappa to talk about these things as an example. He really was a patriot because he believed in those ideals.
Yeah.
Of a place where you could be free. And he thought it was really important for you to vote to
participate.
Demand your rights.
Yeah.
Of being fully developed man.
Yeah.
Free and creative. And I was watching this program, something with C, what's the name? I sent you the video.
Yeah, which one? You sent me a bunch.
it's a program in America.
The horror?
Frank Zappa. No, Frank Zappa is talking
about... Oh, it's on the Crossfire.
Crossfire.
Yes.
Crossfire.
That's a famous debate. And many, that's been, you know, viral. That's gone viral for years. And a lot of the younger generations discovered Zappa through that particular argument because he is the, quote, liberal against the conservative guys in there. And they really get to insulting each other. So everybody loves the way Frank holds his own in that. Now, you had not seen it before, right?
No, and... that's why we like Frank Zappa, not only his wonderful music, but other creations like his interviews, which are as important as his music.
Yeah.
And maybe you should play a little from that because he's talking about words.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's about the rock censorship, right? Isn't that the issue?
Yes. The issue was that they wanted to forbid 7 bad words in rock music.
Right. Okay, so I'll get that. Okay, so... from Zappa. Where is it? Send it to me again. I put it away, and I don't know. I don't see it here.
Right. Yes, I'm also reading a book you sent me by Alan Salisbury.
Hey, LaRouche.
About the Civil War and the American system.
Right.
Because according to him... the battle.
I got the Zappa, so you don't have to send it to me. I got it.
Okay, the battle is still going on in a way.
Yeah.
And actually, it's a battle against what they call the American system.
Yeah.
Which is based in all these ideals by
Benjamin Franklin.
Fathers.
Yeah.
By Hamilton, actually. He was really amazing. And
who was amazing? Who did you say was amazing?
Hamilton.
Alexander Hamilton, yes. Yeah.
He was the brain behind the founding fathers.
Yeah.
and the creator of the American system, which is in opposition to the British banking system that then conquered the world and has been the tool that actually, in a way, took over America and changed the project.
Yeah, move it away from republicanism.
Yeah, from these ideals that were actually at the origin of the founding of this ideal land.
That had never happened before.
Yeah, these ideas of actually Saint-Germain.
Right.
So you want to play a little?
Yeah.
Just to hear about this.
Okay, let's see.
About the words.
Right, let's see if I can get it going. Do you hear this? No, so you're not hearing it. So I have to get two things on Soundflower. I got that one on Soundflower. The Skype has to be on Soundflower. Soundflower should be it. Now, what else has to be done? Volume is up. What is the other thing? I don't know why. Oh, maybe the sound. Where's the sound? Well, we do this every week. It takes a while to get it going. So what am I missing? What do you think, Bill? We got the two Soundflowers on. What's that, girl? What are you listening to? But I hear myself. Okay. Maybe I'm not connected to Skype. No, I mean, you know, it just disconnects. So, Bill, could you reconnect me to Skype? Let's see if that's the problem. It's always blipping out. Can you connect my Skype, Bill? Okay, here it comes. So, yeah, I don't think I was connected. Okay, so now it should work.
Washington Times columnist John Lofton and rock music.
I'll put it back at the beginning. And let me check for muting. Everybody's muted.
Crossfire, on the left, Tom Brayton. On the right, Robert Novak. In the crossfire, Washington Times columnist John Lofton and rock musician Frank Zappa.
Good evening. Welcome to Crossfire. What you've got here is suggestive, and I don't find it objectionable. But when you actually listen to the words of the songs, you get a shock. Personally, I find some of them in such bad taste as to make me physically ill, and some of them I wouldn't have in the house. Now, on the other hand, do we want the government to ban the sale of records with lyrics the government doesn't like? Do we want the government to say this is okay, but this one will have to go? And who should be the government censor? Whose job should it be to listen all day to dirty records and decide whether you can? Do you want censorship of records as is now being proposed in Maryland and in congressional hearings, or do you want to make the decision on your own? Take it or leave it, all by yourself. Bob?
Mr.
I just want to tell you, Roxy, the guy you're listening to talking right now, Tom Brayton,
mm-hmm.
He was a CIA asset in the Congress of Cultural Freedom that you were reading about in LaRouche. That's right.
You know the inside... Wow.
Yeah, and that was back in the 1560s. This is 1986, March 28th, 1986, this recording. So now he's bringing in the right-winger, his co-hosts are on every show, Robert Novak, who was a good friend of Fritz Kramer, Mae Brussel didn't like Novak being involved with Fritz Kramer. So here's Novak.
Get your position straight. Are you saying that there is no filth, no pornography, no obscenity that should not be permitted to be sold and distributed freely in this country in the form of music videos?
I don't think that music qualifies as pornography. And especially since this whole business started with words. We're talking about words here.
All right.
All the complaints were about words.
All right, take the pornography out there. Is there no filth, no obscenity that you think would qualify to be suppressed?
We're talking about words, and I don't believe that there's any word that needs to be suppressed. There's no scientific or realistic reason why you should keep people from hearing certain words.
Yeah, well,
to describe an act of fornication, which are brutal.
So?
And in politics.
Because it's already in politics. I think that if you use the so-called strong words, you get your point across faster and you can save a lot of beating around the bush. Well, why are people afraid of words?
Well, look, Mr. Zappa, we're not talking about just words. When we talk about rock videos, we're not talking about rock videos.
I beg your pardon. The whole thing is words.
I beg your pardon, but what they're trying to...
It's not perfect. So I'm back. Wait a minute. Let's try it again and see if it works. Just trying to get it's on delay.
Called strong words, you get your point across faster, and you can save a lot of beating around the bush. Why are people afraid of words?
Well, look, Mr. Zappa, we're not talking about just words. When we talk about rock videos, we're not talking about rock videos.
I beg your pardon, but the whole thing is words.
I beg your pardon, but what they're trying to restrict in Maryland is also obscene rock videos.
No, they are not.
They're obscenity language to videos and to record. But why do you underestimate the power of words? Words have consequences. They have impact on people. Now, I agree with you that the first line of responsibility is the family to stop the kind of garbage that we're talking about here today. But good grief, can't we call on our government to help us in this fight, Frank? I mean, you have kids. Are you an honest? Is it the government's role to do nothing about this?
No, I'm a conservative, and you may not like that, but I am. And the fact of the matter is, this bill that they're talking about in Maryland is stupid.
How so? What is the function of government, Frank? The civil government. Isn't it to, in part, promote the general welfare and to help protect families?
Do you think that you're protecting somebody by taking away seven words?
It's not just words.
It is words. It's about words.
Words also connote ideas, Mr. Zappa. Are you for songs that portray incest as just another kind of sex and perhaps even preferable sex? Are you for that?
Would you ban the mention of any incestual activities? Would you?
Well, why don't we make a pact?
Then why don't you better take a look at the Bible and see what's in there, what happens after
Sodom and
Gomorrah.
The Bible does not advocate incest.
But
it condemns it, Frank.
It mentions it.
We're talking about advocacy, Mr. Zappa.
No, we're not. We're talking about words.
No, we're not
talking about
the
content of the words.
Oh, you don't think words connote ideas, huh?
Yes, they can be assembled into sentences that get ideas.
Well, how about answering my question about incest? Do you support records that promote incest as just another kind of sex, or in some instances, it might even be preferable? Do you agree with that?
No, I don't agree with it. I have no interest in incest, but I don't think that anybody in his right mind would desire to have the government step in to make sure that They install a censor board that keeps certain things from being said.
Let me ask you something, Mr. Zappa.
Because sometimes the dumbest thing that gets said makes the point for you. And if a person is doing a song about incest, it gives you a chance to say, maybe incest is really wrong. I didn't realize that incest was such a terrible problem in the United States that we suddenly needed government intervention to cure incest in America by keeping words off of record.
Well, Mr. Zappa, incest in America didn't used to be such a terrible problem, did it, Mr. Zappa? That's come about in the last 20 years or so.
Oh, come on, that's not so.
Oh, really?
Which is
a problem. I advocated in song.
I understand your position on government censorship, but just you're a musician, you're a producer, a big man in show business. Do you think it is a good idea? Let's not say that the government's going to give this all. Just as a matter of taste, of artistic preference, do you think it's a good idea to write lyrics that says incest is good for you? Does that make any sense?
Well, it might make sense to Prince. That's his business, because that's mainly the song that they're talking about.
Don't you have an opinion on it?
My opinion is he's got a right to sing it, he's got a right to say it, and I've got a right to not...
Where come from? Where does the right to advocate incest come from?
That song does not advocate incest.
No, there are songs that advocate incest.
Tell me them. I haven't heard them.
Incest. Well, you ought to get out more. I don't think you're being candid with us. You know what those songs are. Now, you said there's a right to do this. Where does the right come from? Your group was called the Mothers of the Invention.
Mothers of Invention. Got to get out more.
Yeah, and you're a very inventive guy. You make up a lot of stuff, like what was in the mind of the founding fathers. Would you look in the camera and tell them? Any camera.
And right, tell them. Directing the show now?
Yeah, that's right. Well, you certainly need some direction, Mr. Zappa.
You spank me here? Come on, what are you trying to do?
Oh, you're into that, too, huh? No, I'm not into spanking.
I love it when you froth like that.
Now, would you tell our viewers that what the founding fathers...
I thought he was going to be the one frothing today. I'm glad that you...
Wrong again, Frank.
Okay, so I'm going to move it back, and we'll get what's not coming through, hopefully. I think my Skype went off, so we'll get Bill to reconnect me. Okay,
yes,
Bill. Okay, is that him? Yes, just met Bill. Oh, grab it. There, I got it. Okay. Let's see if we can get some more.
What was in the mind of the founding fathers? Would you look in the camera and tell them? Any camera. And
right,
tell them.
Directing the show now?
Yeah, that's right. Well, you certainly need some direction, Mr. Zappa.
You spank me here? Come on, what are you trying to do?
Oh, you're into that too, huh? No, I'm not into spanking.
I love it when you froth like that.
Now, would you tell our viewers that what the founding fathers...
I thought he was going to be the one frothing today. I'm glad that you're
wrong again, Frank. Wrong again. Now,
I've got a napkin for you.
Would you tell us? Excellent. Thank you very much.
Him too.
Now, would you look in the camera and tell him with a straight face that you think the founding fathers had in mind the kind of garbage you sing and write when they drafted the First Amendment? Do you really believe that, Mr. Zappa?
I don't think it applies. The founding fathers, for one thing, kept slaves, and take a look at what Benjamin Franklin used to do over at the Hellfire Club.
But you have repeatedly...
Not exactly a bunch of swell guys. I think they had some good things in mind, but we have a document, the letter of the law.
Yeah.
Let's use the letter of the law and interpret it.
It is relevant because you have repeatedly, in opposing even ratings for rock music, you have repeatedly cited the Constitution and the First Amendment. Do you think the founding fathers really had the First Amendment, that they gave us the First Amendment to defend songs that glorify Satanism and incest and suicide? Do you really believe
it? Absolutely.
You really believe
it? I believe it.
You're an idiot, then.
Take your teeth out.
Mr. One thing you did I didn't think you'd do is you ducked a question. I thought you'd ask.
Which one?
I understand your position in the government. I understand you have an absolutist position on the First Amendment. Yeah, people have an absolutist position. But I asked you a question and you ducked it. I want you to tell me if you think that the lyrics saying that incest is a good thing have any artistic value or are in good taste, or if you approve. You must have some standards of your own. I'm not talking about the government.
You asked me for my opinion. I don't enjoy that kind of material. I'm not here to sell records for Prince or anybody else.
Yeah, but you defend it being sold, don't you?
Yes, and
yeah, well, then you're part of the problem. Don't you think it would be a good thing to say to some of these people to cool it?
No, it's not my job.
What is your job? You once wrote a song called "We're Only In It for the Money."
It's not a song; it's the name of an album. You got to get out.
Yeah. How much money you made peddling this stuff, Mr. Zappa?
Millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Millions of dollars, Mr. Lofton.
All right, look, it seems to me, Mr. Zappa.
But they would be of doing something that is similar to. What would you propose?
I'm going to put it back a bit, and maybe it'll come through.
No, John.
Don't you think it would be a good thing to say to some of these people to cool it?
No, it's not my job.
What is your job?
My job is to represent myself.
What is your job? You once wrote a song called "We're Only In It for the Money."
It's not a song; it's the name of an album.
Is that
you
right?
Got to get out.
Yeah. How much money you made peddling this stuff, Mr. Zappa?
Millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Millions of dollars, Mr. Lofton.
All right, look. It seems to me, Mr. Zappa, that you've got to ask these people, both of them are on you.
He's accusing me of doing something that is similar to what that is being argued about. My lyrics aren't in question here.
Well, what
they're not.
What would you propose, Mr. Lofton, as the means of censorship?
Well, I said I agree with Mr. Zappa that the first line of defense and responsibility is the parents. But what I do not agree with is that the parents have to stand alone, and we are not entitled to call upon our government to help us in the fight against
this
kind of filth.
What is... government censure is going to decide for you.
It's not... Tom, I've heard you say repeatedly on this show that we are our government, that we're allowed to call on our government.
Well, you have to have a man who is the censor, or a woman.
Wait.
They have to decide this Tom. Lofton can hear and this Lofton cannot hear.
Tom, it would work the way the implementation of any law works. You pass a law, it has words in it, and then the elected representatives of the people try their best to apply it. It's the way you do with everything else. We don't apply it perfectly, no. But we're entitled to use the force of our civil government to help protect our families. How could you oppose that? Does it have any purpose, Frank?
Yeah, there's a number of purposes.
What is it?
I'm not going to give you a civics lesson here, but I'll tell you one thing. We must not see eye to eye on the idea of a government that must forbid things in order to
protect our families. Really, what is the government's role? You've told me several times. How about
national defense?
Yeah, consider this national defense, pal. Our families are under attack from people like you with these lyrics.
John, you don't have to buy them.
Mr. Zappa, could I make a statement about national defense?
Yeah.
The biggest threat to America today is not communism. It's moving America toward a fascist theocracy. And everything that's happened during the Reagan administration is steering us right down that pipe.
Oh, Mr. Zappa, do you really think, all kidding aside, in this country, with the permissiveness that we are moving toward a fascist theocracy, when we were kids, you're about my age, maybe 55. Do you think when I was a kid that they would permit songs like that to be sold? I mean, permissiveness is the game. You're not really serious if you're saying we're going toward a fascist theocracy.
That's right, we are.
Wait a minute.
Give me one example of a fascist theocracy.
When you have a government that prefers a certain moral code derived from a certain religion, and that moral code turns into legislation to suit one certain religious point of view, and if that code happens...
Well, then you are. Form of civil government is based...
I rewound it, see if we can get it better. waiting for it to catch up to itself. Oh, see? The Skype broke. Okay, Bill, give me the Skype again. Bring it in, Bill. Beep. Beep me, Bill. Yeah, there it is. Now we can get back to this wonderful argument. Isn't it? You watched it. You saw the expression on Frank's face the whole time. It's great. Okay.
You have to have a man who is the censor or a woman.
They have
to decide this
Tom.
Lofton can hear and this
That's
Lofton
right.
cannot hear.
Tom, it would work the way the implementation of... And, like the
quiet.
It's the way you do it with everything else. We're not perfectly no. We're entitled to use the force of our civil government to help protect our families. How could you oppose that? Does the government have any purpose, Frank?
A number of purposes.
What is it?
I'm not going to give you a civics lesson here, but I'll tell you one thing. We must not see eye to eye on the idea of a government that must forbid things in order to
protect our families. What is the government's role? You've told me several times.
How about national defense?
National defense, pal. Families are under attack from people like you with these lyrics.
John, you don't have to buy them.
Mr. Zappa, could I make a statement about national defense?
Yeah.
The biggest threat to America today is not communism. It's moving... When you have a government that
in this country, with the permissiveness that we are moving toward a fascist theocracy, you said things like this when I remember that for a minute.
Smile again.
When we were 24.
Do you think maybe I could play it?
Sounds like that to be solved.
Okay.
Permissiveness.
Have a chance and try it. I'll stop this.
You're not really serious if you're saying we're going to a fascist
theocracy.
Let me turn this off so it doesn't get into that weird noise. So I go like this, just a second. Put it back to non-soundflower. And... Is that back to headphone? Then what's next? Volume down. Okay, are you there? Sounds clear.
Yeah.
Okay, you can play it.
Wait, I'm looking for it.
I'll just tell you, Zappa's saying in 1986 that we were heading to a fascist theocracy by... The second Bush, the 2000s, after 9/11, Zappa got real famous. The liberals or whoever, the left or whatever, they thought, fuck, Zappa was right. We've gone into a fascist theocracy, and he predicted it. So he got a lot of credit for that one.
Well, in many countries, that's the tendency.
Yeah.
You know, most, like in Brazil, like extreme. Really extreme.
Religion?
Right-wing governments are taking over, you know, because people... People want protection from all these migrants.
And, media-intensified icons.
Yeah.
Mr. Zappa, we're talking about words.
No, we're not talking about
your word.
That of the word.
Oh, you don't think words connote ideas, huh?
Yes, they can be assembled in the senses that get ideas.
Well, how about can you hear?
Incest? Do you support?
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Promote incest as just another kind of sex, or in some instances, it might even be preferable. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't agree with it. I have no interest in incest, but I don't think that anybody in his right mind would desire to have the government step in to make sure that they install a censor board that keeps certain things from being said.
Let me ask you something, Mr. Zappa.
Because sometimes the dumbest thing that gets said makes the point for you. And if a person is doing a song about incest, it gives you a chance to say, maybe incest is really wrong. I didn't realize that incest was such a terrible problem in the United States that we suddenly needed government intervention to cure incest in America by keeping words off of record.
Well, Mr. Zappa, incest in America didn't used to be such a terrible problem, did it, Mr. Zappa? That's come about in the last 20 years or so.
John, that's not so.
Oh, really?
It's a problem.
I understand your position on government censorship, but just you're a musician, you're a producer, a big man in show business. Do you think it is a good idea? Let's not say that the government's going to get in this all. Just as a matter of taste, of artistic purpose, do you think it's a good idea to write lyrics that say incest is good for you? Does that make any sense?
Well, it might make sense to Prince. That's his business, because that's mainly the song that they're talking about.
Don't you have an opinion on?
My opinion is he's got a right to sing and he's got a right to say it.
Really?
I got a right
really?
To not buy it.
Where does that right come from, Mr. Zappa? Where does the right to advocate incest come from?
That song does not advocate incest.
No, there are songs that advocate incest.
Tell me them. I haven't heard them.
We ought to get out more. I don't think you're being candid with us. You know what those songs are. Now, you said there's a right to do this. Where does the right come from? Your group was called the Mothers of the Invention.
Mothers
of Invention.
You've got to get out more.
Yeah, and you're a very inventive guy. You make up a lot of stuff, like what was in the mind of the founding fathers. Would you look in the camera and tell them?
Which camera?
Any camera.
And right.
Tell them?
Directing the show
now? Yeah, that's right. Well, you certainly need some direction, Mr. Zappa.
Won't you spank me here? Come on, what are you trying to do?
Oh, you're into that, too? No, I'm not into spanking.
I love it when you're froth like that.
Sure. Now, would you tell our viewers that what the founding fathers...
I thought he was going to be the one frothing today. I'm glad that you're
wrong again, Frank. Wrong again. Now,
I've got a napkin for you.
Would you tell him? Excellent. Thank you very much.
Him
now,
too.
Would you look in the camera and tell him with a straight face that you think the founding fathers had in mind the kind of garbage you sing and write when they drafted the First Amendment? Do you really believe that, Mr. Zappa?
I don't think it applies. The founding fathers, for one thing, kept slaves. And take a look at what Benjamin Franklin used to do over at the Hellfire Club.
But you have repeatedly...
Not exactly
you have
a bunch of swell guys. I think they had some business in mind. But we have a document, the letter of the law.
Yeah.
Let's use the letter of the law and interpret it.
Wait a minute. It is irrelevant because you have repeatedly, in opposing even ratings for rock music, you have repeatedly cited the Constitution and the First Amendment. Do you think the founding fathers really had the First Amendment, that they gave us the First Amendment to defend songs that glorify Satanism and incest and suicide? You really believe
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
You really believe
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I believe it. Oh,
you're an idiot, then.
Yeah?
You're an idiot.
Mr. Well, I'll tell you what. Kiss my... How do you like that?
Take your teeth out. Take your teeth out.
All right, fellas. Let's cool it
down. Come on. Let's
floss.
Yeah.
Mr. Zappa,
one thing you did I didn't think you did was your ducks a question. I thought you did.
Which one?
I understand your position at the government. I understand you have an absolutist position on the First Amendment. A lot of people have an absolutist position. But I asked you a question and you ducked it. I want you to tell me if you think that the lyrics saying that incest is a good thing have any artistic value or are in good taste, or if you approve them. You must have some standards of your own. I'm not talking about the government.
You asked me for my opinion. I don't enjoy that kind of material. I'm not here to sell records for Prince or anybody else.
Yeah, but you defend it being sold, don't you?
Well, then
you're part of the problem.
Don't you think it would be a good thing to say to some of these people to cool it?
No, it's not my job.
What is your job?
My job is to represent myself.
What is your job? You once wrote a song called "We're Only in It for the Money."
It's not a song. It's the name of an album.
Is that right?
To get out.
Yeah. How much money you made peddling this stuff, Mr. Zappa?
Millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Millions of dollars, Mr. Lofton.
All right. Look, it seems to me, Mr. Zappa, that you've got to ask these people, both of them are on you.
Accusing me of doing something that is similar to what that is being argued about. My lyrics aren't in question here.
What would you propose, Mr. Lawson, as the means of censorship?
Well, I said I agree with Mr. Zappa that the first line of defense and responsibility is the parents. But what I do not agree with is that the parents
have to stand alone, and we are not entitled to call upon our government to help us in the fight against
this
kind
of
filth.
What government censure is going to decide for you?
Tom, I've heard you say repeatedly on this show that we are our government, that we're allowed to call on our government.
Well, you have to have a man who is the censor or a woman.
Wait, they have
to decide. This
Tom.
Boston can hear, and this Boston
right.
cannot hear.
Tom, it would work the way the implementation of any law works. You pass a law, it has words in it, and then the elected representatives of the people try their best to apply it. It's the way you do with everything else. Will they apply it perfectly? No. But we're entitled to use the force of our civil government to help protect our families. How could you oppose that? Does the government have any purpose, Frank?
Yeah, it has a number of purposes.
I'm
not going to give you a civics lesson here, but I'll tell you one thing. We must not see eye to eye on the idea of a government that must forbid things in order to protect
What is
families.
The government's role? You've told me several times what it should do.
How about national defense?
Yeah, I consider this national defense, pal. Our families are under attack from people like you with these lyrics.
John, you don't have to buy them.
Mr. Zappa,
could I make a statement about national defense?
Yeah.
The biggest threat to America today is not communism. It's moving America toward a fascist theocracy. And everything that's happened during the Reagan administration is steering us right down that pipe.
Mr. Zappa, do you really think, all kidding aside, in this country, with the permissiveness that we are moving toward a fascist theocracy, anything goes.
Yeah, we are, but...
When we were kids, you're about my age, maybe a little younger. I'm 55. Do you think when I was a kid that they would permit songs like that to be sold? I mean, permissiveness is a game. You're not really serious if you're saying we're going toward a fascist theocracy.
That's right, we are.
Wait a minute.
Give me one example
of a fascist theocracy.
When you have a government that prefers a certain moral code derived from a certain religion, and that moral code turns into legislation to suit one certain religious point of view, and if that code happens to be very, very right-wing, almost toward the kill of the Hun,
well, then you are an anarchist. Every form of civil government is based on some kind of morality, right?
Morality in terms of behavior, not in terms of theology.
Well, of course, but look, I mean, I couldn't believe in your hearing.
Wait a minute, gentlemen. We have to take a break now. We'll be back with John Walsh and Frank Zappa talking about rock music, I think, after these messages.
Yeah. You want to listen the whole thing? Hello?
Yeah, I want to hear the whole thing. It's good. Funny.
Okay. Yeah, they're those. Thanks. Okay.
Is a producer and a musician who has testified before Congress that he does not think that rock music, dirty lyrics and all, should be censored.
All right.
John Lofton takes the other view. Mr. Lofton.
Yes.
You don't have to buy this, you know. You don't have to buy this music with dirty words.
Well, I guess my concern extends beyond my own family, beyond my own children. I'm concerned about the whole society, the whole country. Other people's families.
Do you control what your children buy?
Not completely, but I know I agree, and I want to say for the third time I agree with Frank that is the first line of responsibility.
You can't even control what your children
know as they get older. It's very difficult.
You can control what they listen to in the house and the rest.
They're rarely in the house.
You hear it, so you turn the house off in the room
and you can't hear it.
I hear it. I go up and throw the record away.
You hear half the things I tell you. You can't hear those.
Look, all you're trying to get around is the fact that you have an individual responsibility, and I think Mr. Zappa is right. That's as far as it can go.
But, you know, one of the things that interests me is the seemingly totally different worlds that you and I live in, Mr. Zappa. For example, you told this hearing last September that in America, quote, there is a tendency to hide sex, unquote. That is the most ridiculous statement I've ever heard. Sex is everywhere in America. It's on TV, radio, videos, advertising. What do you mean we hide sex in America?
You do hide sex in America because given the choice between putting erotic sex into a television show or putting violence, usually it is the violence that is opted for.
How about both?
Putting both in?
Yeah.
Or do you mean a combination?
Well, I mean, both. I mean, the television is full of sex right now.
It's not really sex. It's full of titillation.
How about advertising?
That's full of sex. It's titillation.
I think. Not necessarily. When somebody mentioned the videos, you said, hey, no, this is not it. But why don't you want to talk about the videos?
The reason I don't want to talk about the videos is the issue came up over the lyrics and what they've done in trying to promote the issue. If rock videos did not exist, they wouldn't have had those flashy little bumpers to put on before each of the local news shows when they would do a story on
it. Would you feel differently about rock videos then, that they should be censored?
No, I don't. I just think that you shouldn't even discuss them when the topic is words.
Well, I mean, we can discuss anything we want.
Well, sure. But apropos of this.
But you think anything goes on the rock videos just like anything goes on the lyrics?
Sure.
I'm told that there's a rock video that's about to come out that has a school teacher undressing in front of a student.
It's out already. It's one of the ones they use for bumpers. They showed it at the Senate hearing. It's called Hot for Teacher, and the group is Van Halen.
What do you think of that?
I think it's amusing.
Amusing. Why do you think the teacher tell me what's about a little bit? He thinks it's amusing that you might have a grade school class that is hot for teacher in a sexual way. Why is that amusing?
Why shouldn't it be amusing?
Well, you're not smiling. You don't look too happy about that.
Well, why should I smile when I'm sitting here with you?
Well, you can fake it, right?
I like him better than you. Does that give you a rough idea of what's going on?
It sure does. But, of course, I had that before I came here. What's amusing about it?
That is amusing to the people who like the concept of here comes the teacher, you expect the teacher to be sour, the music starts, the teacher takes off her clothes and she is wearing some kind of a bathing suit like in a beauty contest and does a dance on the desk and the kids look up and they are having a good time.
Well, that's a real laugh riot, Frank. Now look, one of the things I don't understand is someone who writes, why you have repeatedly denigrated words and said, well, something's just words. You know, Adolf Hitler used words very effectively. It was called the big lie, and what it resulted in was 6 million Jews being put into ovens. Now, why do you say that words aren't important and don't have consequences?
I didn't say the words weren't
important. What do you mean when you say just words?
This argument basically is about the 7 dirty words that the FCC complains about. And that's what it is. I don't see any reason to keep people from hearing those syllables put together. Those are not magic words. That's not abracadabra. You're going to turn into something.
They have an impact?
Certainly they do. And it depends on how they're used and in what context. In fact, the big one, the one that starts with the F, has maybe about 15 different ways in which it can be used in language.
Mr. Faber, you were talking about the social background of the Founding Fathers, so you're a student of American sociology. But let me ask you this. Do you think that this country, you get around this country a lot, I'm sure, do you think that the lyrics of these songs reflect the real spirit of this country?
It reflects certain aspects of the spirit of this country.
It does.
If you don't like the spirit, then change the things that make the spirit happen. In other words, if you have kids that are rebellious, and you have kids who are hopeless, you have kids who go to drugs, then give them something to hope for.
Like what? What would you tell a kid he ought to hope for nowadays, Frank?
What I tell kids, and I've been telling kids for quite some time, is first, register to vote, and second, as soon as you're old enough, run for something.
Yeah, you really think that's going to give kids hope to tell them to go register for vote?
Mr. Zappa,
I don't know whether it makes them commit suicide, but I think it gives them a little bit more hope.
Mr. Zappa, when you were testifying in Annapolis yesterday, or this week, at any rate, they had some kids from New York picketing outside who were from a school for the mentally disturbed, and they said that that rock music almost ruined their life, rock music really disturbed them. Didn't that give you some pause as to maybe you were making, you might be an error on this question?
Well, see, you're an error as to where those kids came from. It's not a school for the mentally disturbed. It is a place called Freedom Village, run by a man named Pastor Fletcher A. Brothers, a Christian organization. He collects money for it. They have a farm in upstate New York. I've debated Pastor Brothers on the radio before. I've also seen his literature. Basically, what he has done is taken the children who have come to his place for rehabilitation. I don't know where he gets them, who sends them, but he carts them around the country in the Freedom Village bus and makes them go in and testify as to all the bad things that happened to them before they came to his place, and then he connects it to rock music.
You know,
wait a minute. Let me tell you some of the things that are included in this man's literature. He sends out this folder. It's about this thick. It has a list of different people in rock and roll, their name,
recordings, their records, and their crime against humanity, so to speak. Some of the people who are included in this list are Stevie Wonder, and his crime is that he has an album that mentions astrology. In his folder, there are two or three mentions of astrology and maybe three or four mentions of Hinduism. He cites the Voodoo because they had a Hindu prayer on one of their albums.
Right? Let me ask you about the air. I want to talk. Now, you've talked a little while, okay? I think your answer about where hope is supposed to lie shows the bankruptcy of what once used to be the radical message. We have millions of kids in this country, Frank, who may be suicidal, who see no meaning in life, who see no hope in life, and you're going to tell them that the hope is in registering to vote, Frank? Are you serious?
Are you trying to dissuade them from registering to vote? Are you trying to dissuade those kids from running for office? Is that what
John,
you're doing?
I mean, we're talking about kids that don't know the meaning of life, Frank.
Sorry,
you can tell them to
we
vote.
Are out of
that's no
time.
Answer.
We want to thank Mr. Zappa for being our guest on Crossfire and John Lofton for being our guest on Crossfire. Bob and I will be back in just a minute. I take it you don't like the records any more than I do. But who's to be the censor? Should you be?
Well, I don't know about that either. I'm a First Amendment man, but I'll tell you what I do know, Tom, and I think you'll agree with me. The idea that parents are going to tell their kids what they can and what they can't hear in this day and age is ridiculous. I mean, they're no more able to censor their kids than the government is, and you want the government to censor everybody else.
No, some of them will get the records, but I just don't think it's possible to draw the line for somebody to sit
I'll
and say,
you,
Stevie Wonder is all right, and this guy's going to go.
I'll tell you where the censorship should come from. It should come from the industry, and they should have a little more self-policing and a little more self-control, in my opinion.
I think that's a good idea. From the left, I'm Tom Brady. Good night, Crossfire.
Good night, babies.
Hey, you don't know. I was laughing so much during that. I wish the audience could have heard me laughing. There was a lot of funny stuff. Frank was insulting the guy. The guy was insulting Frank back.
Yes, but I think Zappa will have been a great president, really, because he goes to the core of what really makes America great again.
Right.
And that's actually Ion's agenda, in a way.
Yeah, yeah. And the,
you know, to take your power back.
And not be afraid of words.
Yes.
Because that's social mortar words. That's not word power. Word power is something else, whatever that is, from yourselves. But social mortar, authority and language and issues, that's, Frank says, do not be afraid of that.
Yes, and they're like, he says, I'm a conservative and I don't enjoy that kind of material, but I do believe people have the right to say it.
Yeah.
They were all like, he's a conservative.
Yeah, the whole line is, I'm a conservative even though you may not like me. But that's him. Yeah, he was for less government. What else was there was funny in there? Yeah, he says, you make any money from this? You say you're only for money? Yeah, we make millions. No, he didn't make millions.
And Mr. Zappa, yes.
Yeah, millions. He repeats it, millions. And he swore at the guy. They had to beep it. You could Google it and get the transcript. You'll see what he said that they censored. You know, they beeped him. But what's incredible is Zappa's look on his face. He's like, it's a table of shit lying around him, and he's there trying not to smell the shit, and he's just frowning.
Yeah, because it's like three guys putting words on his mouth and trying to manipulate whatever he says, and he's very aware.
Yeah, he's very fast. He was countering every stupid thing they were saying.
Yes, and he knows everything better than they do.
Yeah.
You know, when he's talking about this guy with the...
The cult.
The mental problem children.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He really knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Like...
And he can think the facts fast. He can say the relevant point. Like, he had a good line there. I don't know what it was. Something about words. He said, no, that's not... It's not about... Yeah, he said it's about the seven...
Putting those
seven words
together in those words.
Yeah, yeah.
You cannot forbid that.
And then at the end, Robert Novak, the Fritz Kramer supporting right-wing guy, says he agrees with Frank. We shouldn't censor it. And then he said, but I think maybe the government should maybe control, the record industry should have more responsibility. And the left-wing guy, Tom Braden, worked for the Congress of Cultural Freedom, he agrees with the right-wing guy and goes against Frank. And he's supposed to be from the left, and Frank represents his side, and Robert Novak's the right, and he has the Washington Times, John Lofton, for his side. Braden fucked Zappa at the very last sentence.
Yes, because it's like the president of the United States is responsible. It's like now everybody thinks. Trump is
responsible for everything. Now here's
He's responsible for.
But listen to this, Roxy. I got a good pattern for you. McClune predicted that under acoustic, tactile, electric conditions, that people wouldn't believe in literate religions anymore because the book wasn't influencing them, but they would start to worship the state. They would turn God into the state, and they'd support totalitarian states. McClellan predicted that, almost like Zappa predicting fascist theocracy. So the totalitarian state worship is the new religion, or the second God, and they all want the president to act like God and save everybody.
Yes, that's the Führer in Germany, and that's Stalin.
And me. If I was given an opportunity, I'd do that. I'd force everybody to drink drops and take our products and have to use our coal fusion battery. I'd force it all on everybody.
Yeah, so this.
And you would agree. You'd go along with it. You'd probably go along with it, you fascist. You'd accept it, wouldn't you?
No, I'm from. I like Ion because he. They tell you, step into your power, take responsibility, be happy, or get out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's all your own responsibility. It's like...
But let me tell you, okay, let me qualify
America.
That. It's all your responsibility, which basically came from the literate effect. But unfortunately, the literate book effect made people think they were not affected by the environment. The eyeball is a neutral sense, so it makes everything under pretty conditions more detached. So yes, take responsibility, but literate people weren't clued in to how electric media affected us because they had a detached bias. So they didn't know to take responsibility for your media diet. That's what McClellan said. The literate West screwed up because its bias made us too detached and supported individual autonomy, but we didn't recognize the collective effects of new environments. What do you think of that? You've never heard that idea before. That's new to you, probably. That's new, right? Did you get it? You understand it?
Yes. Yes, and I've been thinking really, like...
What did you get out of watching this? You sent it to me. What did you like about, what stood out in this debate? They're really yelling at each other. I mean, they're ridiculous. But what stood out about it for you?
That Zappa was a patriot, but he was a patriot in the good sense.
Yeah.
That he was defending not like a nation, but this idea of America that was maybe actually an idea that came from Saint Germain, and the Ascended Ones, that they wanted people to be under power, and from the beginning, this country was attacked, and the British system is really in opposition with the American system, as LaRouche explains.
Yeah.
Because when LaRouche makes his repentances, that means he's looking back, these metanoias. It's very interesting because he presents history in a way you don't see in your textbooks. a lot of people that is not known. And many things that were happening, I've learned a lot on the first chapter of this book about these different ideas. What's behind these two different systems? Actually, it's the idea of what a human is. You know, like you explained on the last time we did the show, the people that was for slavery and Agro-America didn't saw all men as having a soul or being able to develop their full potential. And from Plato, there is a tradition of men who are real humanists and believe in the power of human labor, of human innovation, in the creativity of men and their capability to solve any problem with their science and technologies. That everybody should be able to know all this knowledge and develop their full potential. And that's behind these two economic systems. They believe in the power of human labor, and the other, which is in opposition to that, the people in the South, they wanted to keep slaves and farming. And the people in the North, they wanted progress and democracy. And it's really interesting how many things that are attributed to Karl Marx were actually ideas
from Hamilton. Who you never heard of before, right?
Yes, but I wasn't aware of how important they are.
Yeah, he was.
Yes, I sent you also a video from Alarushian. And he's talking about the founding fathers, and he mentions three very important New Yorkers, all from Manhattan. One of them is Hamilton, and two other guys that were actually the minds behind the revolution.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting that for the foundation of America, there are a lot of myths, like for their symbols. Once I read the design, I think, of the American symbol. I'm not sure if it was the flag or something else, that it was given by a very mysterious man to Jefferson.
Mm.
And then Ion told us about Monticello and
right,
and the White House is inspired by a castle in France, and all the things that are also cultivated in the streets of the capital city, which is like a diamond. And Ion said all these things are put there to create a frequency that can affect how people think.
Yeah.
And when maybe the people are doing these designs, they may not know exactly what they're for or how they're going to be activated once these technologies are in place. Maybe they call it fusion.
Yeah.
But there are all these mystery landscapes.